you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Well, I got all excited because I pushed record for the first time, and then it didn't work, so then you just pushed record.
I can't believe that that's the first time you've ever pressed record for our Roadcaster.
Well, okay, like, so when we first got all this equipment, do you remember, like, you went out and got trained by Mark?
Right, yeah.
And why did I... Oh, I stayed inside because the dogs were literally going ham.
Yeah, fresh reminder, we're like a dog house. We have three dogs in our house, and none of them do well unless they're introduced to the person. So if there's just a stranger outside, and this was obviously in the beginning of this whole like house, stay in your house time.
Also, he's a man, and we, they're like, what is that?
So yeah, they were freaking out. So Taryn was keeping them distracted while I was talking to Mark. But so yeah, I guess that is why I.
So you've like kind of unspokenly
took over.
Is that a word?
Unspokenly? Yeah. Without planning it.
Yeah, you've kind of like when we set up, usually like you have the thing facing you. You like do all the things. You're the one who like sends the footage.
I am Mark.
You are Mark, and I'm just me. I'm just me. So anyways, so the way we're sitting, I'm literally laying on Ashley's bed and she's in the corner on her chair. We've just fully embraced that we're gonna be comfortable.
Yeah, we so completely like, ditched the closet. Yeah.
The closet's gone. We're throwing the towel.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I got excited to push record and of course then it malfunctioned and
yeah, but it's okay. We're back. We're back on track.
We're here.
And we missed you guys. God. Recording is the highlight of our week,
you guys.
It really is.
Which is so funny because we don't put it off, but like if we're going to be completely honest, stop squeaking. If you hear squeaking, it's Charlie. Sorry. Life has like sucked recently. Yeah. Like it's been really hard. We've both been going through like random things and that's just in our personal lives. Like this is not to mention just like the heaviness of like everything going on. But it's been really hard to like find time to like sit and record. Like it's been really hard. Like literally it's Sunday morning and we're recording and they're going to send it to poor Mark, who is just our hero every
day. The MVP. He really
pulls it together. He's so gracious with us. He really is.
He understands and he's patient.
Yeah.
We need to get him a trophy.
We're giving him like less than a day to edit and get this episode up for tomorrow. So it's just been, haven't you felt like that? It's like when the earthquake happened the other day, I literally just laid on my bed cracking up because I was like,
Jesus, take me now.
Jesus, take the wheel. I can't.
Yeah. It's been a weird mixture of like not wanting to be on social media at all because I'm over it.
Yeah.
And then, but then also wanting to be aware of what's happening because so much is happening every single day. So,
And to clarify, because I know you and some people might not know you, when you say you're over it, it's not like, oh, I'm over it. I'm tired of hearing it. Like it's so heavy for you. And I've seen how much this has impacted you. So I just want to clarify. So no one's like, this girl.
Yes. Thank you for
oh my gosh.
Clarifying.
I'm always trying to make sure you look your best. Ash.
Yeah. And then also I think, as a stupid, Right now, I hate the title influencer and I hate the title YouTuber.
Yeah.
There are so many people out there right now that are making the rest of us look so bad.
Oh my gosh.
So bad. So it's bad. Mortifying. And what's I'll your see worst? Some of these. What do you mean?
Like, what's your worst one you've seen so far?
Aside from the girl taking the drill, there was the one girl.
Wait, explain it in case no one's seen. Oh my gosh. That's, I think, the top that I've seen so far.
If no one follows influencers, is it influencers in real life?
Influencers in the wild.
Influencers in the wild. It's an Instagram account where people submit videos that they catch of influencers influencing, but like it's always behind the scenes. So you don't see the perspective of the camera. You just see what it looks like to everyone else walking by. And
it's the most cringe
videos
you'll ever see.
It's one of the best accounts out there by far. But ever since... the protests and obviously COVID and so many different things that have been going on. The ridiculous things that these influencers are doing has made me start second guessing my whole life.
Well, no, but it's because I think where the change has started to come, because influencers have always like, there's always been a category of them. And I'm sure like even me and you have probably fallen in that at one point. Like if someone watched us, they'd be like, dear God, you know what I mean? But I think where people are starting to just be mind blown is how they're capitalizing on stuff that is not appropriate to capitalize on.
Yes.
Like people first getting sick and like trying to just make it look like this epic, like basically you're at Coachella with your mask and like whatever.
Yeah.
Or now with like the riots and stuff, like this stuff I've been seeing, I'm just like, you should like, what in your mind thought that this would be accepted by people? Basically.
Yeah, exactly. So full circle. I forget exactly what city this was in, but a woman got out of her car and walked towards a building where a guy completely full in construction clothes was boarding up a shop because of rioting and protesting just for security of their shop. So they were boarding it up. That's been happening everywhere out here. She walks up to him, borrows his drill, like asked to borrow his drill so that her boyfriend could take a photo of her holding the drill. Like she's drilling,
like she's putting like she's up this boarding wood plank. Up
the shop and then hands it back to him and hops back into her Mercedes.
And it's like, she's like, thank you. Like it's the most, I just was watching and I was like, okay. So like, even if you are taking any photo that you're trying to like have, any photo that you're trying to have it be like aesthetic in your feed right now of you is just not, it's not gonna fly.
Now is not the time.
But on top of that, to make it seem like you are helping in this time when you're not, it's just disgusting.
Yeah.
And even I saw one too, like this girl was like all, literally looked like she was going to Coachella, like gloves, crop top, like long flowy sheer vest, like just ridiculous. And literally like walks over with her sign, walks a couple steps with like the people walking and like her hand up, takes a photo and then like leaves. And I'm just like, what, but what is the point of that? Because the whole part of this movement is that we're like done, right? Like we're done with the way that life has been, the way that we have, I mean, how many times have you in your lifetime heard of someone being killed unjustly or something happening? And you all, like for me to be totally throwing myself out there, I would be like heartbroken and I would look at that post and feel it and probably say like a prayer for their family. And then I'm on to my day.
Yeah.
Like that's it.
Yeah.
But that's the whole thing is people are like, no, like this can't be ignored anymore.
Yeah.
And so it's like, how is this not hitting everyone in the same way? It's
just, I have no idea. And anyways, not to like throw these two girls under the bus, but at the same time, it's like, this is where society is at right now. And I am also in that category. So this last week, I just like, I took some time and I decided to pretty much bow out
yeah.
from posting absolutely anything because I just felt like it wasn't the time. I've been going ham on my stories, like reposting informational stuff and talking a little bit of personal. I did, I think it was Viola Davis posted a like example, like a cartoon animated example of what systemic racism looks like.
Oh yeah.
And I thought that was the most brilliant thing I've ever seen. So like I, of course, like I'll share stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it was just, it was really frustrating to see the trajectory and like what the rest of the world is viewing influencers yeah. as right now. Yeah. So I just kind of stepped back and was yeah. like, no.
And to be fair, right? Because we're mm-hmm. always trying to think of every angle on this podcast. Again, we should just throw a disclaimer out right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
Let's throw it out. Let's because we are a podcast that believes in having open, honest, genuine conversations. Mm-hmm. We're not professionals in any way, shape, or form. Mm-mm. But we're two people who love people and like are genuine and try to be as like transparent, I guess, on here. So we figured we'd just talk about what we've just felt throughout this whole process. Mm-hmm. And I just want to make it clear. I think that one of the biggest problems, and we've actually talked about this on our podcast before,
probably
the biggest problem with change coming is the ability to have a productive conversation.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
One of the coolest things, I just reposted it and I'm going to totally butcher it, but I think you reposted too, but it was saying something like, basically about you can't intimidate people into change, but you can inspire them into like a lasting change.
Yes.
And I think, you know, we as white women have a lot of learning to do. Mm-hmm. And I think as a white person, I've developed a fear to open my mouth about this topic at all mm-hmm. because I have been met with such hostility or, you know, and rightly so, people have so much emotion and anger over like what's happened over like, God, our history, you yeah. know, but there are times where I'm genuinely curious about something or I'm genuinely trying to understand it, but I'm terrified to ask a question because I'm like, I don't want to offend anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to say something and then just get met with this like snap response. And then all that does is make me even more like, I don't want to say anything, you know? Yeah. But I think that's what like this whole thing is. And I love that they've been calling white people out of just saying like, first step, like acknowledge that you do have privilege that we don't mm-hmm. and acknowledge that you have a voice that's much more heard than ours mm-hmm. and like stop ignoring this and use it.
Yeah.
And so that to me, I'm like, heck yeah. Like that, I feel like I can do something now.
Well,
you know?
I think them calling us out in that way opened the door for us to ask those questions.
Yeah.
Not like we needed a door opened. We could have easily asked, yeah. but it was like, oh, I have a place and purpose. All I have to do is just step up and yeah. use it, you know? To help this movement along.
Oh, totally.
And that includes educating yourself. I found the quote that you were saying.
Oh yeah.
It was from Neil Strauss posted it and he put, shaming someone into action creates acting. Inspiring someone into action creates change.
Yeah. Oh,
I think I reposted that from you.
Oh, I thought I reposted it from you.
Oh, we reposted it from someone.
Yeah.
There's been some like really brilliant things that have been floating around yeah. that have just literally caused me to stop yeah. walking and like reread it, process it. And then I was like, I have to send this to yeah. like multiple people, you know?
But I think that's why people are like, there have, and I love the things that it's like, don't stop like shaming people for their lane in this, right? Yeah. There are some people who they are just inwardly educating themselves. There are other people who are out in the front lines, like protesting and doing things. Mm-hmm. And I loved, there was a post I saw the other day that was like, we need every single lane. Like yeah. we don't need all of us to be out there. We don't need all of us to sit quietly. Like no matter what you're in personally, mm-hmm. just keep moving. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And yeah. so I think that's the thing, that's been cool is I think there's been a lot more of people calmly explaining to us, mm-hmm. Every time I hear white privilege, I'm like, oh, like it's just a term I've always heard.
Right.
But until like I really sat and thought about it, and I have an analogy that I, again, want to make sure I'm not comparing this in any way, mm-hmm. but I was thinking about it the other day because, you know, there was a post, I think we watched a video too.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I think it was Mike Todd's sermon.
Oh, yes.
Which, by the way, we should totally... like guys, post for people to watch because that was just amazing.
We'll post it in our stories. The day that this goes up on Monday, I don't know the exact date, but June 8th, we'll be posting it on our Instagram for you guys to watch. We watched we're big fans of Mike Todd and Transformation Church. We have been for years. He posted a sermon that he actually pre-recorded like 2 years ago,
yeah,
on this exact topic. It blew my mind and I had goosebumps.
Yeah.
Just the amount of things he said that was so applicable to today, yeah, just goes to show that this has been, even though this was from 2 years ago, this, yeah, has been a long time coming, you know? Yeah. So it was just very interesting how his sermon was so applicable today. Mm-hmm. With what's going on right now. And yeah, it wasn't even recorded this year, you know, it was really good. So we'll post that for you guys.
Yeah. But I remember when all of this was happening, and actually when we recorded our last episode, it had literally happened like a couple days before, and nothing, it was still in that stage where everyone was just learning about what had happened. I remember that day I went to my family's house and I walked in and was like, oh, have you guys seen like the video that's, yeah, going around? Like, it's so sad. So it's funny because I listened back to our episode and we just kind of like brush on stuff gently, but now I'm like, there's nothing else I can think about. Like,
yeah,
it's so consuming because it's just been so like overwhelming learning all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But when it happened, I remember we started talking, and because Mike Todd is a Black man, he's a strong Christian, and he has this ability to preach in a way that, like, I feel like anyone of any religion, of any belief, whatever, could listen and get out just like a life lesson, right? Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, I could listen to him talk all day. But I really wanted to hear his sermon as a Black man, as someone who, I hadn't really heard him talk about that topic before. Right.
Specifically, yeah.
Yeah. And I remember there was a part, and correct me if I'm getting some details wrong, but he was kind of sharing about how he just bought a property or something.
Yes.
And do you want to tell it?
Yeah.
Because I kind of forget the details.
He was explaining, what he was doing was giving us an example of how it is in his life.
Yeah.
What it's like to be him.
Yeah.
And he and his family, I think it was his wife and maybe a cousin or a friend,
yeah,
had stopped at a property that he owns, doesn't currently live there, or,
yeah, he just got the keys, right?
Yeah.
And he was like excited to, yeah, show them.
Isn't currently like living or doing anything with that property, but he officially owns that property. This had been like a couple weeks ago, and this would have been a couple weeks ago 2 years ago, because that sermon was a while ago. Or he said it he on the couch?
Yeah. Recently happened.
Okay. So this happened about a month ago then. And he had simply gotten out of his car. He said he was, it was a weekend. So he was in like sweatpants and a hoodie, as am I right now, as am Taryn right now. It's weekend vibes, you know? So that's what he's wearing. He is walking up to his property and a white woman in a car drives by and yells out the window, like, what are you doing here? Or you don't belong here. Yeah. Something along those lines. The whole point is that she clearly judged him.
Yeah.
Doesn't know him at all. Mm-hmm. And felt the need to yell that out the window.
Yeah.
Clearly, she called the cops because about 5 minutes later, the cops show up. And he said that he had to have a moment where his wife pulled him aside and said, hey, you walk out there, you put your hands up, you say, good afternoon, officers.
Yeah.
How can I help you? Yeah. Like, you know, and he said he had to like pull it together, even though he was enraged because he was literally getting interrogated for being on his property.
Yeah.
But he realized that he had to take it very seriously because he has kids at home and he wants to see them.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to be alive for them. So after his wife encouraged him, he like stepped outside, hands up, and said, good afternoon. They cleared the air. They were like, okay, no problem. You're fine. But that's the situation that he was in.
Yeah. And I mean, I remember hearing that and being like, if that were, you know, if that were me, like even if someone yelled, you're not supposed to be here, just assuming whatever. I do highly doubt that cops would have been called. And if the cops did come, like, I wouldn't be afraid to just march out and be like, oh, hey, like, this is my property, whatever.
Yeah.
But the fact that he walked through his thought process of like, I need to make sure my hands are shown. I need to make sure no matter what they say that I respond calmly and like smiling. And like, I just all these stories of people being like, this is what I feel on a day-to-day basis. And then them tying that to, do you feel that way? And me being honest and being like, no, that's a privilege.
Yeah.
And then like everything started making sense for me, which I sound so stupid. Like I should have known this, but that's the thing is we just have to have these conversations and stop being afraid of like sounding dumb because otherwise nothing's going to change. And the way like I was having a conversation with someone who was like not understanding what I was talking about with like the fact that like we just, the first step is we have to acknowledge that there is a difference because I think I've fallen in the category too of always saying like, I don't see a difference. Like I don't see color as a difference in people or like I'm colorblind. You know what I mean? Like those like cheesy things we've learned to say to identify that we don't have racism in our hearts. You know what I mean? But I think by hearing people say like, stop saying that. Like we are different. Like we do have different color skin. We have different, you know, origins of our histories and things like that. So stop saying that and acknowledge that there is a difference and that society does treat you different than me. So I was trying to have this conversation and finally, like, I was like, okay, I'm a woman, right? Like there are things that come with being a woman and fears that we all have. And feelings we have, like when we're walking alone and we see a man walking towards us, like thoughts of like, oh, I want to do this, but being like, oh, like I can't go by myself or like I need to make sure someone's tracking my location and things like that because of the dangers that are out there for women. And a man will never understand like what that feels like because he's not in the same boat, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, I can explain to him all I want of like, you know, this is how it feels and this is whatever. But at the end of the day, he's not going to understand that because he's not a woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then I started like trying to explain it in that way of like, we all have things that are different that like, we can't be in each other's shoes, but we can educate ourselves on this is how this feels. And what are ways that I can contribute to a solution, you know? But I think that's the first step is acknowledging there are things that we will never have to deal with. My fear getting pulled over is going to be something totally different that I'm understanding now than someone of color. And that's that is so dumb to me that that has to be there, but I can't ignore that it is there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like for the first time ever, and again, it does feel embarrassing because yeah. I this is stuff that I've known, but I've never taken the time to really like dive into.
Yeah.
Which is where I have dropped the ball. Mm-hmm. But I kind of fully realized for the first time that I have never once had to second guess my skin color.
Yeah.
I've never once had a problem due to my skin color.
Yeah.
I've never once, no, I mean, no one likes talking to cops. Let's just, you know, you get pulled over, they show up or something, you get nervous. Like that's the truth. But I've never once felt scared for my life because if something were to happen, if a cop did pull me over or need to talk to me on my property, I'd be like, can I help you?
Yeah.
This is my place. Like, why are you stopping me? You know, I would have a certain amount of courage stepping up to them, knowing that my skin wouldn't inhibit me from having a human to human conversation with them. And that's when I, reading all this stuff, coming to that realization was when it hit me. Like, I always knew I had privilege. I understood that.
Yeah.
But it fully hit me, I think, this past week because I've had multiple conversations over, I think getting off social media caused me to have multiple conversations. I had a great talk this past week. I was staying at my parents' house and everything was going on, obviously. Riots. It was in the middle of the riots. It was kind of scary out here. We had curfew. LA got shut down. You weren't allowed to leave your house from 6 to 6.
Helicopters like constantly. Yeah.
There was a lot of madness going on. And of course, like, this is what everyone's talking about at that time, or at this time currently. But I got to sit down and had the best talk with my mom.
Yeah.
She's a white woman. I'm a white woman. And we just sat there for 2 hours and we just discussed so much stuff that, to be honest, and it's a little embarrassing, we've never discussed before.
Yeah.
And I've always known, I went to school, like, I know the histories. I know where our country came from, how it was built. Like, I understand all of that. But coming to the realization that I've been naive to a lot of stuff and just educating ourselves on stuff, watching videos with her, just processing it out loud, openly discussing it. If I had questions, I didn't feel uncomfortable. I actually felt an urge, like a need to ask it so that I could understand better, which I think is the whole point of these protests, is to not divide everyone, but to just open the air for everyone to just start asking those questions that you've always wondered about, to start educating yourself on stuff so that when you do come upon a situation, you know how you feel and you're ready to speak up, you know?
Well, I'm learning, like, there's so many things at play. Like, it's not just the issue of like me checking myself and making sure that I don't have prejudice towards people or like have hate in my heart towards people or treat people different. But now, like, you know, now, like, there's certain things, like the fact, the officer who actually like did the act of like standing on George Floyd's neck, like when it got released, what his record was and how many complaints he's had of brutality, like that to me was like, okay, that's something we can solve. I feel like if we have a
simple solution.
Yeah. Like what are protocols in place? Like what are the, like, is there like not a 3-strike rule? Like
literally that's like, what I said. I was like, I was like, how the hell did he get to 12? Like, no. I don't understand that.
And I think I want to be very clear. I have a lot of people that I personally know, that I personally have a relationship with, that are in law enforcement, that are the most amazing, beautiful humans ever. Mm-hmm. And I have come in contact with police officers. I've seen videos, especially during this time, of people who they genuinely want to protect and serve. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad that I feel like it's become this generalized statement of like, F the police, F this, you know, because I think there are a lot of people within law enforcement that got in there because they love that feeling of power and they misuse it.
Yes.
But I think that there are a lot of people too that are in there that this has been a good thing for them to be like, hey, even if you feel intimidated by your colleague, if they're doing something wrong, you're responsible to stick up and say something.
Yeah.
And I think that's like, it's just been such an interesting time for all of those things. But those are things I'm like, okay, I get the whole thing. Like, we do have to educate ourselves. So like, when elections come, when laws are passed, like, are we really studying and looking deep into like, what are the rules? What are the, you know, what does this person believe or not believe mm-hmm. in regards to these topics?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been very interesting just seeing the, all the information that's coming flooded through. Mm-hmm. And I think no matter what you believe politically, religiously, whatever, it's a human issue. Mm-hmm. And so I think all of us came together on that part of like, no matter what he didn't do, his past, he did not deserve to die in that way. No. Like, no matter what. And because he was of color, a lot of things come into play with that. Mm-hmm. But even if you have different views on that, a basic human being does not deserve that.
No.
At all. And so it's like, no matter what anyone believes, like, we have to address it.
Yeah. I think Taryn just like nailed it. It's a human problem. And these are our brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
That are being hurt, and it's unacceptable.
Yeah.
In the end, I think it's just, this is where we drop everything. It doesn't matter, like Taryn said, beliefs. You drop it and we love on the person. I saw a cool example. Someone wrote, I think, I'm sure everyone's seen it by now, but they said, if a house is on fire, the firefighters don't come and spray water on all the houses because all houses matter. They spray the house that is in most need.
Yeah.
And I don't know, that one really stuck with me and that hit different. And I was like, yep, completely agree. It's not about voicing your opinion. I think right now it's about helping people that need our help right now.
Well, and a lot of stuff, like I've been saying, I mean, the media just has been sucking lately because I think they're so focused on these like negative mm-hmm. sides of what's going on.
Yeah.
But in reality, there's so much more positive that's going on. And I think a lot of people, no matter what you believe, know that there are a small majority that's out there that is totally taking advantage of this situation to complete just their own personal acts, you know?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And I don't think anybody on any, not again, we're trying to get rid of this whole side thing, right? But mm-hmm. No matter what people's opinions are, nobody thinks that's okay. No. But I think it becomes this thing where the media is showing all these things. So then it's like, I have to choose a side because I don't think that's right.
Right.
So I can't obviously be a part of this movement. And it's like, no, that's a tiny, tiny portion. But that's what I've loved about Instagram is how many videos people are like, no, like circulate this, like circulate the fact that like this peaceful thing happened or this amazing thing happened. And so I think it's got to be our job of like, how do we switch how we talk about these things? And, mm-hmm. and also realizing like I posted something that was like so simple, but I got some responses back that were like not very nice to me.
Yeah.
And it was really cool because before I would have gotten really internally upset because I can't stand if anyone doesn't like me, right?
Right.
And I would have probably like started being angry and like talking crap about the person who did this and wrote me this because I'm hurt. Mm-hmm. But instead I was like, no, like we're done with that, right?
Yeah.
We're going to have honest conversations. I can't control what people say to me. And I need to understand that when people react harshly to me, there's something behind that. There's past hurts. There's past views that they have against me. So instead of like freaking out, like I just calmly with love responded in like a peaceful way. And in the end, like I was like, that is so much better than just avoiding or mm-hmm. reacting harshly. You know what I mean?
No, I completely agree. This is a new kind of scary, kind of uncomfortable time, but I feel like those are the times where like the most growth happens.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's been a really rough week.
Yeah.
Then the earthquake on top of it, and
I wish I had the curfew camera.
Everyone was just like, you know what? This is the end of the world.
I literally, Charlie got really sick. You were gone. And so I was home by myself, like Corona, the protest, the like just overall, I've just been so heavy and like heartbroken. And like, sometimes like I literally just put my phone in another room because I'm like, if I see one more image, like I'm going to combust because my heart just like can't take it. Mm-hmm. It's like such a big problem that I'm like, I just want to fix it. And I get overwhelmed, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm laying in bed and Charlie's next to me and I'm like watching him. And then all of a sudden my Legos start rattling. And I was like, I look at my Lego shelf and I'm like, what's happening? And then I look and like everything in my room is swaying. And for a second I went to like grab Charlie and go standing in a door jam. And then all of a sudden I just laid on my bed and was just shaking away. And I was just like cracking up. Cause I'm like, this, like what?
Of course.
Like what?
Of course. Yeah. Apparently it was a 5.5, which is not huge, but it's big.
It in, still is just
in
like
San Bernardino. And we shaking. Were just like, of course. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. This is, that makes sense.
We just kind of wanted to talk about kind of just our thoughts right now and address it in our own way. I think the most important thing that you need to do, for me, sometimes it seems like a big like, well, okay, educate myself, but like how? Like how do I know what's good information? How do I know, you know, like what aligns with like where I'm at and I can understand? And I think what I've really learned is to cling on to the people that you personally like respect. Like Mike Todd, we talked about him. So I've been glued to his stories. Mm-hmm. In his sermon, he gave a list of resources. So like I immediately bought a book. Like I have a list of like things and movies and documentaries I need to watch. So find the people that like you trust and kind of like look through what resources there are. And then it's up to you to like take those steps to make a change. I think too, we just need to like continue to not shy away from conversations. Mm-hmm. And when conversations get ugly, strip it down to like the basic part that you can find something that you relate to. Like one of the conversations I had, we came from two totally different opinions. But once we talked about like, but do you think that was right? What happened? Yeah. Like if that was your son, if that was your brother, if that was even an acquaintance of yours, how would you react seeing that video being circulated? Like just basic part, that would be my advice. Like start from that, find a connection. Cause the second you can connect with someone and have that like common ground, then you can kind of build on like, okay, like now I'm a little more comfortable to ask a question or to throw an idea out and then kind of like build from there. So that would be my advice that I feel like I've learned and that's helped me a lot in this process.
Yeah. With all of this stuff going on, I think one of the best and also hardest things that you can do for yourself is to kind of make yourself view everything from someone else's perspective.
Yeah.
It's a little uncomfortable. You might not like it at all, but whether you agree with it or not, I think it's important to try your hardest to see both sides.
Yeah.
Because if you can see the other person's side, then that opens the door for you to have a conversation with someone.
Oh, it's so true.
Without them feeling attacked. Mm-hmm. But also, if you believe what you believe strongly and you are able to see the other person's side, that gives you so much clarity on the situation. Yeah. And I think it gives you more knowledge and helps you communicate in a much more educated, much more confident way.
Yeah.
And I think the whole goal here is to be able to have those open and honest conversations. If I could encourage you to do anything, it would be to try to understand where the other side is coming from.
Yeah.
Only even if only to root yourself stronger in your beliefs.
Fully.
You know?
And I think like conversation skills, like that's something you can learn and hone in on. Like, yeah. Like Ash was saying, like a lot of times it's, sorry, like you ask people questions about themselves. That's mm-hmm. how you get, everybody loves talking about themselves.
Yeah.
And then you really like listen in on what they're saying and kind of sift through where the emotions are and try to find like something that they say where you can then offer up something that forms that connection. I think also like realizing like one of the responses I got that was so just like heated and like all these words and blah, blah, blah. I was able to just say like, I didn't apologize for what I said because I firmly believed what I said, but I was like, I'm so sorry if what I said caused you to feel negatively.
Yeah.
Like I'm still able to, as a human, say like, I never want to say anything that causes you to feel upset.
Right.
So I'm so sorry that you took what I said in this way. Let me clarify what I was saying to try to come at it in a different approach. But I think there's all these ways that we can communicate better.
Yeah.
Instead of just being like, oh, she kind of snapped at me, I'm out. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really good. I think too, also like, what I think has been cool is there's been so many times throughout this week that I was like, oh, I wanted to post a funny story or a funny something. And I had to pause and be like, but this isn't appropriate right now. Like this yeah. is bigger. And I think I want to try to carry that into my life from now on mm-hmm. of like, I think we all should like take a pause before we like just throw things out.
Yeah.
And there's times for just stupid, funny stuff and like us just like being open with our life. But I think there's also other times that we need to not just be into a movement because the hashtag is trending. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Like where does this fit into our lives when we quote unquote go back to normal life? You know yeah. what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think that's been cool of me just kind of like actually taking time to like look through social media and read news articles and do things like that. So I know like that's something I want to get better at and yeah. like better myself of, I can post a story of my dog and then the next one can be me reposting an article that I found valuable.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be like we, I think we need to start merging mm-hmm. like what we think is normal life to how we act when something like this happens in our world.
Yeah. And this is the absolute best time to start yeah. educating yourself oh my gosh, on yeah. stuff. Not only for your own life.
yeah.
But it's also an election year, and not to get political, but if you're not voting.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't really have space to say anything, you know?
Well, and I think voting, like, voting shouldn't just be to vote. Like you no. should, like, I love me and my family. Like we sit and we talk about what everyone's doing. I usually look up articles that are Christian based. Like here biblically is what we see in scripture. And here's what all of these things say. Then I sit with myself. Then I talk with friends. Like there's multiple things, but voting shouldn't just be like a go in and like, I'll choose A, I'll choose B. You know what I mean?
Or I've talked to so many people who vote exactly what their parents vote.
Yeah.
And I understand how that would be comforting at a young age. Like oh, your first I did year it. Voting. I remember doing that.
Oh, I get that. I came in with a list that my parents vote because I do love and respect my parents' opinions. Yeah. But I also see how I've changed the way that I view certain things.
Yeah.
That's different than theirs, and that's okay. Like I love them the same. They love me the same.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, like we all start of just kind of like, oh, well, I'm a Christian, so technically I should do this, or I'm this, so I should do this.
Yeah, and or I'm my grandpa has I'm always vote for this person. I'm Democrat. Yeah. I'm going to vote for this.
So person. I think it is like, it is time that we start dissecting and actually like learning what we're voting for sure. Mm-hmm.
Because it's what you believe in.
Yeah. And yes. I think that's something that like, that's this whole thing is like, we've got to stop just doing what we hear because it's the popular thing. And right. like actually do your homework, you know?
Yeah. So, freaking register to vote. We'll post that in our links and our stories also. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Do it for your friends. I think, again, the thing we're trying to encourage you to do is to just open your mind mm-hmm. and educate yourself and on all sides so that you can believe what you believe with the utmost confidence in knowing that like that's what you believe because you've studied everything. You've mm-hmm. looked at it all. You've looked at the both sides of the page and here's what you believe.
Yeah.
So that you can have those conversations.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, like strip down to just the basics. And even if you see someone ranting and raving and in your mind you're like, this person's like going nuts and like just they're just being so dramatic, whatever. Like whether you agree with them or not, like look at the hurt on their face. Like look mm-hmm. at like listen to their voice cracking as they're trying not to cry while they talk. And whether you like or don't like what they have to say, acknowledge that people are hurting right now. And we talk about it all the time on our podcast. We all have a right to feel whatever we do.
Feelings are real.
So even if you don't agree with someone, you can be like, hey, like I know what it's like to be like overwhelmed and hurt. So like, I'm going to meet you there and make sure like you're okay.
Yeah.
But I think this whole thing is like, I really have hope that this is like a huge turning point.
Yeah.
I mean, in history.
So. Yeah.
So I just want to make sure that like I'm a part of it in the best way I can. And that, I mean, I try to live my life just like loving people as best I can. So this has definitely changed a lot for me, for sure.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
So yeah, anyways, again, this was not really an agenda, but we figured we wanted to keep putting episodes out so you guys have that. And I think sometimes it's nice to just have normal things going on right now. But we wanted to just sit and have an open conversation. Both of us did not prepare for this whatsoever. So if anything, it can show you just like what kind of conversations you can have. Like, what are things you can like kind of like start from and then snowball into a deep conversation with people you love. I definitely want to acknowledge that not everyone's going to be able to do that. There are some people that are very intense about their views, especially because, I mean, everything gets tied to like political things too.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And I think it's also okay to like realize when you're talking to someone who's not looking for a conversation, they're just looking to like push what they believe. And those are hard, but, there's so many outlets. There's ways you can be a positive presence on social media. There's other people you can reach out to, read resources, watch movies, things like that. But I think the main thing is like, just don't stop at, okay, Black Lives Matters isn't trending anymore. So like, I'm back to life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I read so many things saying that all of this whole movement, all this change, it all starts in your home.
Yeah.
And I realize some families aren't able to have conversations like this. If you are, then I like highly encourage you to simply just start up a conversation during dinner. Start up a conversation, you know, before you watch a movie or you're doing chores with someone, like ask a question, see where it goes. Because I do think a lot of it can and should start in the home.
Well, and I think it's a generational thing too. Like, there's only so much we can do. A lot of like people have parents that are set, like they're not going to change what they think.
It's done. Yeah.
So instead of being overwhelmed by that, be like, well, I now have the power to like break the chain. And so I know that when I have kids, like I'm going to educate them and I'm going to teach them how to make this world a better place. So it's hard to sit back and be like, don't get me wrong, there are definitely things we can immediately do. But I think a big thing is going to be how we pass on our beliefs to the next generation. So that's something to just focus on too and be like, okay, even though I can't have these conversations with my parents, like I'm frustrated because they're not changing what they believe. It's like, yeah, but I do have the power to change who I am as a person and eventually pass that to like the generation coming up. So
yeah, you have the power to think for yourself.
Oh,
and
yeah,
literally only you.
Yeah.
So hopefully in the end, I hope this episode has really helped you guys just kind of get your brain thinking and kind of get you feeling a little more confident and maybe even excited to start questioning things and start thinking for yourself and start breaking the mold if necessary, to find out exactly what you believe in so that you can move forward with that. Life is really scary right now, so I think the more knowledge you give yourself, the stronger you'll be for your entire future.
And make sure you're taking care of yourselves too. Like we've mentioned a couple of times, both of us have needed to step away from social media, not to ignore things, but just to like get a second or like sit outside. Like the other day I sat outside and just watched the tree like blow in the wind.
Girl, yes.
And it recharged me to be like, okay, like now how do I act? And I think us moving forward, like our daily lives and the things we do, like we don't have to constantly be like posting things and talking like 24/7. Like life is going to continue, but it's again, how do I foundationally put these things in so that when things come up, when I have spare time and I'm reading through articles, like things like that, how do I change this into my new norm and a part of my life? So but definitely take care of yourselves. If the images online are getting too much, like acknowledge that and kind of shift in that, but we all just got to be gentle. I mean, again, me and Ash are two people who are not qualified to like lead conversations in this area, but that's the thing is like, we acknowledge that and we're trying, you know? Yep. So be gentle with people. Don't be quick to like attack them for what they think. And I think we can do this.
We've got this, guys. Yeah. We love you all.
Yes, we
do. And thank you so much for listening to us process out loud. hopefully it was helpful to you guys. If you guys don't follow us on socials, you should really follow us on Instagram. That's where we're going to be posting everything that we just discussed.
Yeah.
We have Twitter and Facebook as well as a YouTube channel. But Instagram is where we're predominantly more active.
Yes, I would say so.
So check us out there. We also have our own personal Instagrams. Mm-hmm. We will be getting back to stories.
Someday.
you know, when the world stops falling apart.
Yeah.
So if you do have stories that you haven't shared yet, please email us at adviceunsolicitedpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your stories. And I know that the rest of the listeners would love to hear your stories as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay safe, stay healthy.
Yeah, definitely. And love people.
That's all we need.
That's all you need to do.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.